Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Are we on?
Yep.
God bless all of you. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm just grateful to God to be alive and here in the hospital with Mother Johnson. And we just got to talking about the goodness of Jesus, and time got away from me. Amen. So, but we're here and grateful for you all who are joining us. And all over the world, thank God for you and you and you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a wonderful and marvelous and also awesome privilege it is to come before you. We come, Lord, with reverence in our heart and respect, knowing that you're the only true and living God. Praise you, Lord, who hurled the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night. It was you, Lord, who made all the worlds. And then took the dust and made man. Took the rib out of man and made woman.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4 or press star to return to the conference.
And so we thank you for your goodness. You are so good, so kind, so marvelous, and so wondrous and amazing. We dare not approach you without asking you to forgive us, for we realize that our righteousness compared to yours is filthy rags. And we ask you to forgive us for omission, things that we should have done that we haven't done, and commission, things that we have done that we shouldn't have done, and asking you to help us to adopt your spirit of forgiveness. Forgive those, help us to forgive those who trespass against us, we pray. Bless, Lord, everywhere. Bless every person on this line. Thank you for our ambassadors. Oh, God, we appreciate all the help that you've sent. You are building a massive army across the world. And we want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do things for you. And whatever you're doing in this season, we ask, Lord, don't do it without me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, bless those who are going through struggles. Bring them out victoriously. Help those, Lord, who are going through tests. Let them pass. Help those, Lord, who are sick. Let them be healed. Help those, Lord, who are financially strapped. Let them be blessed bountifully. Take their bank accounts out of the negative and put them in the positive. Bless them like they've never seen, and give miracles like we've never seen in 2015. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying that those who haven't understood what you're doing, that you would give them a little bit more of the vision, and that they'll understand what you are doing in this season. I thank you for an atmospheric change where we're seeing, Lord, a change from the give me to the thank you, thank you. And a spiritual shift, not just on this prayer line, but a spiritual shift in Christendom all across the world. You are changing the world, Lord, and we thank you for it. Now bless. Let the going out be blessed and coming in be blessed. For those who are suffering, God, help them and let the blessings fall upon them. And we'll be careful to give you the praise. Help those who I don't even call and describe their situations, but you know all about it. Help them, Lord, and bless them and bring them through and give them the victory. Oh, Jesus, you came to just snatch the victory back from Satan, who thought he had it. But when you went to Calvary and bled and died on Calvary and went into the grave, got up on the third day, you snatched the victory back out of Satan's hands and into your hands. And now we have the victory because of Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask these and other blessings that we have said on this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus, properly. And for the glory of God, which is the proper way to do it, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you from all over the world. I do approach you humbly, knowing that we have leaders from all over the world who perhaps have not been acknowledged, but yet in the spirit realm you have. We know that you've stopped to be with us, and we acknowledge you and approach you very humbly as a lamb coming before shepherds and shepherdress. God bless all of you. And please keep us in your prayers as we try to do the will of the Lord. Holy Ghost, we welcome you and ask that you take over. I give to you the reins. Whatever you want to do, please do it. And we just thank you because we know righteousness shall be done on this life. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take time now. If you've got a voice and you realize that you can talk, who gave it to you? I want to suggest that the Lord gave it to you. And if you've got a voice and you can talk, don't sit there and with a haughty spirit, but speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He is real. Amen. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
Just because you can't see him doesn't mean he's not there. He is there. And we speak to him. Lord, thank you.
Thank
good morning
you.
To you.
Thank
let's go to him and let's give him adoration and praise because if you're at the hospital, you don't want to be here. Amen. In the bed, no matter how good they are to you. You want to be at home. Amen. And you are. If you're home and you can speak and say, let's give God praise. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. We thank you for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for bringing us this far.
Thank you
for looking at the heavy burden. Lighten the name of heavy load. God, thank you for the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God, we praise you. Somebody hasn't thanked him yet. You ought to open your mouth and give him praise and give him adoration. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My soul says yes. My heart says yes. My mind says yes. My spirit says yes. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. You've brought us from a mighty, long way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, let the spirit of thank you get in the people, Lord, all over. Give you glory, give you praise, give you adoration.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
My, 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 my. Give you praise.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So praise the Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to move to another area of praise. Keep it going in your home. All day long. Thank him. As you're iron and clothes, thank him. Thank him as you're walking.
Thank
him as you're talking. Thank him. Thank him when you get in your car. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him as you're riding down the road. Thank him, thank him, thank him. When you go into the store, you can keep it in your heart. Thank him. You can walk in quietly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As they heard him in the airport the other day, they were saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I heard him at the mall the other day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See, thank you will get you miracles. Amen. I wish you could have heard the people on the blog line. My God. My God, I went up to the blog line. I'm going to give you all that number. But those folk were praising God like they lost their minds. Just so many from all over the world. And you will, those who are come on the blog line, one day you'll hear a roar roar. Oh, I heard the Holy Ghost say, and when we hear that roar, it's going to mean it's time. It's time. Yeah. But they were thanking God so, my God, I mean, just a host of people were thanking God like never before. Amen. My God. You want to be a part of that bloodline. Because God is putting people in place as leaders to lead praise to the world like has never been heard before in the history of the world, in the history of the world. And it's coming to pass. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My. God bless all of you this morning for being here. I want to get some praise reports. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to get some praise reports. And I don't know who can do that, but some of our ambassadors, you can lead that praise report, and then somebody else can do the prayer request. It's just good to have people who are do you like Moses. Moses was there, and then we're fighting the Amalekites. And Aaron and Hur got on both sides of Moses, and as long as he kept his hands up, they would win the battle. But like Moses, well, in fact, like every human, we all get tired. And Moses' arms and hands, his arms got tired, and they began to lower, and the Amalekites start winning the battle, and the Israelites start losing. But Aaron and Hur, that's one thing, let me say one good thing Aaron did. He was the same Aaron who was God and Moses got up on the mountaintop. He had them give their gold. They gave their gold to him, and they melted it down and made their golden calf. But it did do something good. Yeah. They preached that, do something good. And here he is now holding the arms up of Moses. And Hur, H-U-R, Hur again on the other side. I want to thank God for the ambassadors who have my arms, and I appreciate you. Amen. God bless you. One of y'all get the praise reports, and another one can get the prayer request. And rest me up today. I've been coming to the hospital every morning and getting up, you know, 4:15, 5:15. So I need to help. The line is open to you, any one of y'all. God bless you. Get those praise reports for us. Anybody?
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Gina. I'll get the praise reports this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And good morning to all of you all that got up this morning to be a part of the First Fruit Worldwide Praise Line.
Good morning.
And we thank God for all of you all. And this is an opportunity that everyone can participate and tell of the goodness of the Lord. My praise report is that I am alive this morning. I'm able to say good morning to each and every one of you. Just first of all, say good morning to the Lord. And we thank God for all that he's done. This time, I'm going to open the line for someone else out there that want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that's due him on this wonderful Wednesday. The line is open.
Hello. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. God bless each of you. I'm feeling so much better this morning than I did on yesterday. My God, the Lord is he's an awesome God. And I thank God because he's blessing me right now. I'm loving him more and more and more and more, Lord. And I praise him and magnify his name because nobody can do me like Jesus Christ, my Lord. I'm saying keep on praying, children. Keep on praying for me. See me there. See, you haven't taken me out of here yet. It looks like my name might not go out before so soon. I don't know when he's going to pull it in my blood. But, I want to be ready, waiting on him when he comes. But have a good time in the Lord and keep Mother Justice on your prayers. And God bless you, and I'll do the same for you. God bless you.
Amen.
Mother Johnson. I'm sorry, were you trying to jump in, Chief?
I am. I didn't tell y'all. We almost lost Mother Johnson. And then I was just trying to be kind on the front line, but she's really, really sick, and we almost lost her. She's 95. Some of you all, this is your first time being on the front line. She's 95. Just a few weeks ago, 95. And but the Lord, I mean, she was talking. You know, she told me I could just think I could just sleep on out of here. And I couldn't endure. I was getting ready to leave. And I looked at her and kept standing there. I stood there for about 3, 4, 5 minutes just looking at her until she finally said, I'll be here when you get back. I said, all right. All right. But we almost lost her. And thank God she's encouraged now. Let me just take a moment and repeat that again. What I said yesterday, it's important for all of you who have seniors who are loved ones, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend, if they're aged like that, you want to keep them encouraged. Because one of the things, if they don't want to be here, if they cannot have a quality life. I said this prophecy over Mother Johnson. She can live as long, God said it. God said, tell her she can live as long as she wants to live. But see what the enemy will do. He will come to them and try his best to give them a reason not to want to live, you know, when they can't take care of themselves, when they can't walk, and then they feel like they, this is the main thing right here, when they think that they are a nuisance to anybody, they want to check out of here. You want to keep your loved one encouraged. Don't make them think that they're a nuisance. Don't make them think when they get ready, it takes a lot of energy to get ready for church. Don't ever make them think that it's any trouble to come by there and get them. Don't ever do that. Don't ever make them think that you're too busy, if they can't get ready, that you're too busy to go by there and help them get ready. Don't ever do that. Don't ever make them think that if they cannot make it to the restroom or it's difficult, that you're too busy to go by there and help them get to the restroom. Don't ever do that. Because what you do, you establish in their minds that they are a nuisance. You don't want to ever do that. Because if you do, then they'll want to check out of here. So we have to keep them encouraged. Maybe this is my message this morning, but we have to keep them encouraged to know that it's no trouble. Just act like it, and not act like it, but let it be an honor. Because, see, you don't know who will have to wipe your behind before you leave this earth yourself. And you want to be careful with that, because you might have the mobility right now to walk and jump and run and everything else, but you don't know what's going to happen when you turn 85, 90, 95 years old, 100 years old. And you don't know what's going to happen. And you do. You put your soul. That's why I'm here this morning. I don't know what really happened before I leave this earth, but I certainly want people to be willing to get up for me and to treat me kindly. God bless you. Back to you, Ambassador Gina Hodges. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Chief Ambassador. And what a blessing to hear Mother Johnson's voice this morning. She's sounding well. She's sounding very well. And we thank God for her. Is there another praise report out there?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I truly thank the Lord for allowing me to see this wonderful day that I've never seen before. Thank God for you and you. My praise report is that I am truly thanking the Lord for Mother Johnson. I love you, Mother Johnson. Stay strong. Yeah. Know God is God. I love you. I love you. I love you. Chief Ambassador, God bless you. Thank you for all that you have done.
I know
what you're doing. I traveled up and down that dangerous highway for 2 years. From Connecticut all the way to North Carolina for my mom. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
And God also bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Sheila, and thank you so much for that praise report. It's great to hear your voice. All that snow that's being dumped up there in the Northeast, it's a blessing to hear your voice this morning. And thank you for those encouraging words to our Chief Ambassador and for your praise report. Is there another one out there this morning?
God bless you. Good morning, Chief Ambassador and First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless you, Ambassador Gina. Praise God for you. And we just want to say, Mother Johnson, you shall live and not die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we need you to look up, huh? Glory to God. Look to the hills. From whence cometh your help? Your help come from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know that saints have a way with God, that God favors them and look on them, and he will honor you. If you want to remain, if you want to stay here, you are not in anybody's way. And we want you to know that. We want you to know how you encourage our hearts. No matter how dim the day looks, you look up and hallelujah, you will see the light. You will see the God in light, the brightness of God. Because we want to hear, we want to read about that second book that you have to come out. And praise God, part of this might be in there. Hallelujah, who knows? You might even remember to put my name in there at the end and say, that was a lady named Dr. Pfeiffer. Hallelujah. It says she wanted to read the second book. And here it is, in the name of the Lord. So you look up, Mother Johnson, be encouraged, because I know that a lot of times saints say, Lord, I want you to take me. The Lord honors that. But when you say, Lord, let me stay just a little while longer, hallelujah, the Lord honors that as well. So you just be blessed, because you are a blessing to the nation. You're a blessing to the prayer line, and you're a blessing in my life. And we just praise God for you and want you to be encouraged this morning. Don't you ever think about checking out of here, because we're not letting you go. Amen. We are hanging on to tooth and nails and wouldn't give you up and sell you for a golden guinea. God bless you, and we love you. Be encouraged.
All right.
You heard me. Yeah, God bless you. That's right, sir. I'm glad to hear your voice back on the line, because I miss you. I was wondering where is Dr. Pfeiffer? I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Bless you, bless you.
God bless you. Someone else out there, thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Is there another praise report?
Good morning, everybody. This is Sister Peterson. God bless you all. That's everyone on the panel. I just want to thank God. I haven't been on for a few days. So I thank and praise God, but he's still been, I'm going through, but he's still keeping me and still here. I thank and praise God. But Mother Johnson, I'm so glad to hear your voice. You sound so good. You know, just keep on blessing you and let your days just roll on. So God bless you and be happy with your days, because God ain't going to take you nowhere yet. So God bless you.
God bless you also. That's Sister Peterson, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is that?
Sister Peterson.
I took
yes,
the sound out of it. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. All right. All right.
Hello.
Good morning, Sister Ambassador Elect Farson. Please go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, good morning. Praise
good morning.
God from whom all blessings flow. Giving honor to God who is the head of my life, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors and everyone on the line. I just thank and praise God for yet being in the land of the living. I just thank the Lord. For Mother Johnson. Mother Johnson, you sound so much better. And
amen.
I just praise God for my own precious mother. We spent Monday from 1:30 p.m. until 9 in emergency. And emergency at this particular hospital was hurry up and wait. And we were there for so many hours. But God has blessed my mom. We came home, and now she's doing so much better. And I was really surprised, because my mom doesn't normally have high blood pressure, but she had it. And they prescribed garlic and some type of oil. Anyway, the things that they prescribed was, yeah, grapeseed oil and garlic to bring her blood pressure down. And the things that they prescribe are things that you can get at the health food store. And I just praise God for that. God is just wonderful. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother.
Yes.
And God
bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How you doing this morning, Mother? Mother Johnson?
Talking to you, Mom.
You speaking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, as far as my blood pressure has been very good this whole week. So, I mean, it's getting better. I don't know exactly, 124 something. I can't keep them straight. I just thank God I'm just going to live. That's all.
There we go. You know I said, I always told you. Now will the corrupt be just like you?
Oh, God bless your heart.
Now you can't, there ain't no way you can go until I grow up to be like you.
Well, I tell you, so many people tell me that. I will tell them, don't put off today for tomorrow. Just start now. Don't put today off for tomorrow. Because nobody do you like Jesus.
Nobody. You know there's a song. You know that song about nobody can do me like Jesus?
Yeah.
Let's say it. Nobody.
Can do me like Jesus.
Nobody. 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 No. You're going to be all right, Mother. You're going to be all right.
All right. Go ahead, Ambassador Gina.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson, for those encouraging words to our mother to the nation. Is there another praise report out there this morning? Someone else with a praise report.
Amen. If you have one.
Morning, God bless you. This is the Mother Britt. I'm calling in and say, may God bless you and Mother Johnson. You know, we love you and we're praying for you. And we just keep looking up. God ain't finished with you yet. He's going to use you to his glory. And he's brought you this far. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. Be blessed. Love you. God bless all of you.
God bless you, Mother Britt. And thank you so much for your praise report. And, you know, I was just thinking here, I thank God for Mother Johnson and her praise report because she's been in the hospital for weeks, and she still, every opportunity she gets, she still comes on the line and give God a praise report. There are some of us right now that are in the comfort of our own homes or whatever we're doing that God has been good to. It could have been us in the hospital. It could have been the other way for us. And yet we...
Amen, and God will answer the prayer, and you will receive and also a miracle from the Lord. Amen. Do you have an ambassador or someone? You don't even have to be an ambassador. Prayer is for everybody, and that's what God is doing. He's putting together a prayer army now. No big eyes and no little U's. Amen. Doesn't matter what denomination you are, if you believe in prayer. If you are a Church of God in Christ, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Apostolic, whatever you have decided to embrace for your denomination, God's bringing his people together in prayer. And you can pray for the people, amen, and God will bless you. If you're a man of God, if you're a woman of God, amen, let your prayers go up today. Who wants to handle those prayer requests today? All you have to do is open the floor for prayer requests and get your pen and pencil and take notes like Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stern does it all the time. He has a tablet full of prayer requests and even praise reports, but you want to write them down so we can. We like to pray specifically on target. I have discovered that it makes a lot of difference when you call devils out, demons out who are attacking people, cancerous demons, call them out, diabetes demons, call them out all the way down, several different types of demons, demons of lack, call them out, and then cast them out. Now, it's open to you. Who takes this prayer request? Right? Y'all know if you don't take it, I will.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. I have it for you this morning. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Just trying to wait. Didn't mean to delay, but wanted to know if someone else wanted to jump in there. But God bless you. Praise God. We've taken the prayer request this morning, and we will be calling on different ones to help pray, because this is our makeup ground. This is our dressing room. So we want to get dressed down here so that we can make it up there. And praise God, if you don't know what to do or how to do it, just let God word your mouth and word your heart. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Who will have the first prayer request this morning? I am placing Mother Adelaide Johnson on here this morning, and we will pray on target for her respiratory system and for her will to live and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen.
Sister Peter, I'm a Christian prayer for this swelling and pain in my right leg.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Peter. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Yes.
This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh,
it's
right.
Cold out here. I just would like to ask you all to pray for my Pastor Gina and the congregation, Pastor Tony and her congregation, and just don't forget about me and my family. That's my prayer for the day.
Praise God. You're always thinking of someone else. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Praise God for you. Amen. Someone else has a prayer request. Hallelujah. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Roy. I'm asking for prayer for my daughter-in-law. Asking.
Speak up a little louder.
Family. Asking for prayer for Mother Johnson. And I just want
give
to
me your name again. Excuse me. Can you give me your name again, sweetheart?
Sister Roy.
All right. And you're requesting prayer for who?
For my family. I have some family members that are traveling from Louisiana to Chicago. Traveling nurses for them. And just for my entire family.
All right. God bless you, Sister Roy. We may have you have do one of the prayers for us. Amen. Bless your heart. Anyone else have a prayer request?
It's Sister Johnson in Texas. Good morning to all the saints and everyone on the line. Praise God. I'm requesting prayer again for my husband. Not only am I dealing with his illness, but mistreatment to him from the nursing home. So I'm asking you all to pray for him and bind this enemy that comes against him. In the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for everything. Remember us in your prayer.
God bless you. And Sister Johnson, if you have family and friends, invite them out there to the hospital. Invite different pastors and ministers and evangelists out to the nursing home or hospital to visit him. Invite them out there. Amen.
Sister Grace, did you call the elderly abuse line?
Does anyone have that number right now?
You don't have it?
Not right now. If you have it right now.
No, I don't have it right now, but I'll look it up again and give it to you.
Amen. Just have your family to come out and visit with him. Amen. To encourage his heart. Praise God. He might need some encouragement at this time. And we'll get you that number. Amen. And get back with you. Amen. God bless you, Sister Johnson. We will pray for your husband. All right. Thank you, Sister Fries. Elect Ambassador Fries, and that is. God bless you. Anyone else with a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my son, Galen. He's returning to school today. He was suspended from school for fighting. And I just want the saints to pray for him, and I'm praying and asking the Lord to lay his hands of protection over him because he's returning to school today.
All right. God bless you. Praise God.
Let me talk to you for a moment. Sister Lucille, I'm going to be calling there. I'm going to speak to him personally. I'm going to pray for him personally.
Okay, Pastor.
So
thank you.
Accept that call from me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Go ahead, Ambassador. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for Galen. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Jennifer again from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm asking for prayers, please, for my finances because I need a car, and the Lord knows. So thank you.
All right. Praise God. Amen. And I want you to be on standby. We might have you pray for some of the people on the line today. Amen. So Lucille just requested prayer for her son, Galen, and we'll probably have you pray for the children. So thank God for you, Sister Jennifer. Love you. Anyone else? Amen. Any other prayer requests before we take it to the throne of God?
This is Yvette Wilson. Don't forget to pray for Mother Wilson. This is Evangelist Palmer, and I'm calling in with a prayer request for a 26-year-old that had two young children, and her husband had beat her, and after he beat her all about 3 days ago, on yesterday she tried to take her life. And when she was able to get away from the home where it happened to a place of safety, the husband told her that he was going to take the two children away from her if she didn't return home, and she went back home to try to keep her two children from being taken away from her. I need prayer for this young lady. This situation has been going on for a while, and she did catch her children's father with the woman. He caught him with another woman, and it was shortly after that, then he jumped on her, and then after that, 3 days later,
Just say this to you. Is this Sister Palmer talking?
It's Evangelist Palmer.
Evangelist, bless you and thank you for that correction. Amen. There, you struggle. You're in an abuse situation. You don't have to stay take it. And the longer you can take it, the worse it gets. So we want this young lady to have some instructions, not just prayer, but some instructions along with that. So if you want to call number, we have people on here that can get help to her and help for her. God bless you. If you want to call back on the prayer line, get some information from someone, you can call my number. My number is 224-6800. Praise God. That's our church number.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the full number. Your voice is cutting in and out.
Ambassador Pfeiffer, your line is going in and out on us.
Amen for that. Yes.
I don't have the...
Okay, you can... 47?
47.
224?
224.
6806.
6806. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Amen. We don't want anyone to sit. Praise God. That's why we think.
You know, first three numbers. First three numbers.
It's like I'm missing one number. I got 47-224-6806.
847-224-6806.
All right. Thank you.
Maybe before we get off the day here, we can see if we have a Ambassador Stith, who is, I don't know the terminology, but I think she's a clinical psychologist and or close to that. If she has a word, I don't know if she's hearing me right now or she's hearing me. But if so, I certainly want her to say a word here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you for that information. And we do have the line qualified for these. Ambassador Fitz, are you there this morning? I know that you be traveling on a way to work. But we just want to give God all the glory and give you every opportunity to get the help that is necessary.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the hour is growing near.